All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. You know, Doc, as we get closer and closer to the election, what is your modus operandi as we get closer and closer?
Do you change
anything, or do you just continue down the path you've been going?
We're going to continue down the path that we're going. We feel that it's a good path, and we're going to continue to put more ads out there and be more visible inside of the community and try to reach the people. But let me, I want to wrap up the final thought on that last one before we went to break, because it's important. You know, this whole issue of violence within our community. And I was saying that, within our churches, because a lot of times whenever a violent incident happens, everybody is in front of the camera, but I rarely see where pastors have been invited to the table. And I just want to be clear. I don't think we're going to solve this riddle of violence within our community without bringing our pastors and our clergy to the table. Because inside of most communities across this nation, you find three things: a school, a church, and a liquor store. And we have to make sure that our churches and our schools are working together to address the issues that's within our community. And it's going to have to start with outreach inside of with our youth. And we have to do that block by block using those entities.
So Doc, let me ask you this, because there is a segment of the clergy that is involved in a lot of things that are going on right now. They're called evangelicals. And there's no shortage of their opinions on anything that's going on right now. As a matter of fact, they seem to be leading the conversation on things that are going on in the nation.
I think, but I can tell you this, whether it's evangelicals or whoever, one thing that there's not a shortage of is violence within our communities all across the state and all across this nation. And a lot of times, just because we're here in Milwaukee and it's a larger city, it gets most of the conversation. But these things are happening in some of our poor white towns as well. So when I say addressing violence, crime, poverty, and so forth, drug abuse and addiction within our community, this is everywhere. And it's not fair if you just put the bad rap on our larger urban cities just because they're larger, because these issues are everywhere. I've traveled this state, and I've been in towns where there are very few, if any, African Americans and other minorities, and these issues are just as loud in the reality as any other place, but just don't get the voice in the media attention like a large city.
You know,
we have to address this all the way around.
You know, Doc, and I concur with you wholeheartedly. Part of what has been an ongoing issue and an ongoing problem in this country is the fact that the average everyday working Joe has not been able to move forward. He's been backtracked over the last 30 years and has lost his bearing and his footing in this nation and the prominence that the middle class American once had in this nation. That's disappeared. And so at the root of almost all of these things is that. What can be done to bring back and give the average American citizen a piece of what this nation is? Once upon a time, they had that.
And this is key. And this is why you need to know who these candidates are and vote for someone who you know is going to get in there and do the right thing and try to help raise the quality of life for all people. You've heard many people say that, I understand the whole piece about making sure that we have to protect the middle class. I get that piece. But the other side of the coin is you know, we're always talking about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And I support that wholeheartedly. The other side of the coin is this. If you were making $15 an hour, you're still the working force.
Yeah, yeah, no question.
You're still struggling and working hand, trying to feed hand to mouth. And the thing about it is, we have to raise it really to around $22 to $25 an hour to just give our people an opportunity to at least take a break every once in a while. Not all the time, but just one time, once a year, to go on vacation or do something. So we have to raise that. So whenever I hear people talk about $15 an hour, I'm paying my people $15 an hour, well, you still can't buy anything of value. You still can't really enjoy what the nation promised us, you know, to pursue the American dream. We have to make sure that we're paying our people family-supporting wages so they can at least pay daycare. Think about it.
Go ahead.
You got folks working 40 hours or more a week and can't even pay daycare because they're not making enough money. I mean, set aside trying to pay mortgage and bills and, you know, and you got a mom that, you know, anything like mine, you know, got medicine and people making life decisions at the gas pump, you know. And this is supposed to be America, home of the free,
land of the brave,
land of the free, home of the brave. And we have got to do better. And I know that we can do better by our people.
You know, Doc, the fact that the very same people that we are talking about are the people who really get out and vote and make those things happen. Yeah. But they even once they vote, they're forgotten. Let's do this. Let's bring on Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and must never forget that. Second, I believe that the Republicans are the pro-death party. But I wanted to ask the candidate, sir, in all respect, would you consider yourself an FDR Democrat?
An FDR Democrat? Explain what you mean.
What I mean by that is, you know, FDR, he won 4 presidential elections. In my opinion, he was the greatest president ever. He had his faults, just like anybody, but in terms of on the domestic side of things, you know, with Social Security and with... There's something called the 21st Century Economic Bill of Rights, which Professor Harvey Kay has brought up. And I know that there's another candidate, Tom Nelson, that actually signed on for that as well. And I'm just trying to, you know, figure out for my family back in Wisconsin, who live in a rural area, you know, who it is that they should vote for, especially in the primaries. And I am an FDR Democrat. I'm a person that believes in the WPA system. I'm a person that believes in Social Security. I'm a person that believes in college. Again, not free, but all of us putting our money together.
So, Tom, do you have a question? Do you have a question?
Yeah. Like my question was: does he consider himself an FDR Democrat?
I do believe in Social Security, and I understand what you're saying, especially from a rural area. And I tell you, as many places that I've been, I haven't been to a place that's more rural than Abbeville, Mississippi. And the thing about it is, I understand the importance of that Social Security and being able to have you know, those issues that impact people who live in rural areas, and especially with the education piece of the house. And I do support, you know, the free tuition for especially in our 2-year colleges and our universities. And I tell you, I really, and even more importantly, I think right now in this point in time, when we're talking about education, we need to give our teachers a free ride at this point. Because one thing, when you go to colleges and universities all around this nation, you find very few people who are actually going into education as a profession. And whenever you go inside of our schools, you'll see that this is a second profession or third profession for many people. And many of our kids are being taught right now by people who have provisional licenses or maybe a substitute teacher because of the severe lack of people who are going into education. So I say that to say, if we're going to save our educational system and improve our overall quality of life for people around this nation long term, if we really invest in our youth, it starts off with our teachers. And we have to make sure that we pay them more money. We make sure they have the benefits that they need to, the insurance benefits, so that they can live a life instead of they give birth. Teaching is the only profession that gives birth to all others, but it is the lowest paid and the lowest valued, and we have to change that.
Absolutely. And please do me a favor. Just check out the 21st Century Economic Bill of Rights and sign up. Sign on to that if you can, if you haven't heard about it, because we have to build this thing from the bottom up, not the top down, and that's where I stand in terms of the candidates that I'm supporting.
All right.
So,
all right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Doc. What are your thoughts? As this race rapidly moves forward, like you stated, you've been all over the state. People know who you are. Clearly, they're not giving you the media's not basically even recognizing you. And every time I hear the media responding and talking about who's running, they always leave you and others out, and they talk about the top three financially. Hold the thought, man. Got to go to a break. I'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. Dr. Williams is my guest. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.